American Airlines is in a squeeze. Currently number two, its biggest competitor, United, is planning to get a lot bigger. American and Northwest officials have talked about a merger, but Northwest may be seeking more than American will pay. After the United deal was announced in May, the credit rating agency Standard & Poor's revised American's outlook to negative. Holly Hegeman, head of the website PlainBusiness.com, says the revision reflects the catch-22 American is facing.
If they don't do something to counter the U.S. Airways United deal, then their value is going to drop. And yet, if they do make an offer for Northwest, it's going to strap them so much financially that it's also going to cause their debt rating to drop.
So if you have to do something but can't agree on a merger, what are the options? Some analysts say American and Northwest might consider a marketing alliance. Northwest has led the industry in establishing alliances, most prominently with KLM Royal Dutch Airlines and domestically with Continental Airlines. By selling seats on a partner's planes and combining frequent flyer plans, airlines can provide service to more locations without the cost and risk of buying another carrier. Barbara Beyer, president of the aviation consulting firm Avmark, says Northwest and American ought to be considering an alliance if they're not already. She says the assets that make them attractive merger partners apply to the issue of an alliance as well.
Where American's quite strong in Latin America, and Northwest is quite strong in the Pacific, and then the Northwest dominates the northern tier while American dominates the southern tier, so they offer some strongly complementary services.
And Beyer says alliances avoid major disadvantages of mergers, including the often contentious and disruptive process of combining labor groups. Beyer says an alliance would allow Northwest and American to hedge against the potential threat of a United U.S. Airways merger. Many observers believe that combination faces major challenges from federal antitrust regulators over concerns the deal would set off a chain reaction of mergers. Depending on the outcome of the Justice Department review, Beyer says Northwest and American could roll back their alliance or tie up even more tightly. Holly Hegeman of PlainBusiness.com says an alliance makes more sense for American than it does for Northwest. She says Northwest doesn't have to do anything and may find another suitor in the number three airline, Delta.
Route-wise, it's not a bad deal. It's not one that's been talked about that much. Usually when we talk about a Delta deal, we're talking about Delta and Continental. And that remains a very big possible, but then again, Continental is linked now with Northwest because of the current alliance there. So no, it wouldn't surprise me if Delta, you know, walked up and said, no, we're going to make, you know, a X number a share offer for Northwest.
Alliances are not without problems. Critics contend they reduce competition by making rivals partners, and the demise of some alliances has given the strategy something of a bad reputation. Consultant Robert Mann says alliances have a track record worse than the institution of marriage.
If roughly 50% of marriages end in divorce, over time, roughly 80% of airline alliances have ended in divorce. In fact, some of the biggest players in present alliances have had numerous partners over the years. The only thing that really holds them together over the long term is a full financial transaction.
Still, Northwest says its alliances with KLM and Continental are successful and profitable. Ultimately, a Northwest-American merger probably remains the most likely scenario, but if they can't come to terms on price, an alliance may be the next best option. I'm Bill Catlin, Minnesota Public Radio.